Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. Settle back in your chair today. We have a fantastic entrepreneur on the show. We're going to learn so much from Colleen Chapman. And of course, she is the CEO of CanScribe Career College. And she has an incredible career, a great story about starting this online college many, many years ago. When you see her, you're going to think maybe she started in kindergarten or first grade, but we'll let her tell you exactly when it all started and how it sort of progressed. But she has a great online career college, of course. And when we talk about a better future, and as you know from watching the show, we talk about it all the time, that you want to empower yourself, you want to give yourself an edge, you want to continue to educate yourself and put yourself in the best position to sort of provide for you, your family, leave a legacy, and of course, put yourself in the best light always. And one thing that allows you to do that is online training and an online, of course, college course as well, or courses. And one thing that CanScribe's been able to do is they've been able to start with just one class many, many years ago, and now they're a full-fledged career college. So many great, what I would call testimonials from people, so many great product reviews from what they're doing with their platform. It's just a real delight to have Colleen on the show. So Colleen, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you so much, Andy. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. We've got so many questions. We're very excited. There's so many different courses that you have. We're going to pick your brain a little bit. But before we do, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet. Tell us a little bit about CanScribe. Take us back to the beginning. Give us the quick 30,000 view idea of what you're doing. Then we're going to go.
Okay. I started CanScribe in 2002. Education wasn't on my radar. It kind of fell into my lap, but had the opportunity to start an online college when online education wasn't a thing. So it was one of the first online colleges in Canada, was the first one in British Columbia. And we started off with one program and really focused on that. There was a real need for it in Canada. And started adding different courses and different programs as we determined the need in the marketplace.
Yeah, you and your team have done a phenomenal job. You're the number one training recommended program in this field for many, many years. Let's talk about it. Who is the ideal candidate? Is there an ideal candidate? Are you looking for younger people, older people, people in the middle of their career? Is there a sweet spot for you, or is it just everyone wanting to improve through your training and online courses?
It really depends on what the person is looking for and the program that they're looking to get into. Some of our programs are more targeted towards younger, and others are more targeted to people that are maybe mid-career, looking to maybe change their career, want something else in life. So we have lots of different opportunities to kind of suit a huge target range.
Yeah, and of course, you're the only school in Canada right now to have the MTHDS program approved by the Association of Healthcare Documentation Integrity Office. I mean, you really have put this on sort of the fast path. Online classes, online college. What are we talking about? I mean, we've looked at the curriculum. It looks incredible. You have so many different sort of things that people can take. But what are some of the biggest and most favorite sort of courses or the best selling, I guess, college sort of degrees or certificates that people can get through your system?
I think one of my new favorites is our virtual assistant program. It's kind of like an entrepreneurship program in a way, where people can come in and learn about courses in a bunch of different facets. So you can learn about travel and tourism, using computers, finance, marketing, etc. So it really sets you up to whether you want to go ahead and start your own business. It gives you that foundation to do that, or to work for another company and support them in whatever need that they're looking for.
Yeah, it's awesome. We always talk about the digital nomads. They're everywhere. They're moving everywhere. They're moving into a country for a couple months. They do their work. They get online. They enjoy the culture. I would imagine digital nomads would be a great attraction for your college and courses to bring them in and teach them something that they really can become better at and something that they'll be able to earn more income from after they go to your school, right?
Yeah, one of our graduates from our virtual assistant program has gone on to co-author a book. She's now making like crazy money, like $150 an hour, consulting for different companies. We have a lot of companies that outsource, so they'll hire admin assistants to work for others, and we have waiting lists. They're all kind of lined up waiting for more of our graduates to come out into the workforce. So there's a huge demand for it. And you could be sitting in whatever country that you live in and be working for a country like across the ocean or right next door. And you can do it all from home. So it's really cool.
Yeah, of course. And so many people are looking for a new career or they're looking to upgrade their skills. And what you offer is a wonderful platform that people then can find a flexible career, I'll call it, that really fits their lifestyle and gives them much more freedom, sort of, to manage their time, maybe their family, maybe on their own terms. Let's talk about that because that's a great sort of philosophy that you and your team have as the at the company.
Yeah, online learning and then transitioning into online working has really become a forefront since COVID. We've been doing this since 2002, so we really have it down pat. But it really allows people an opportunity to have that flexibility to have their work life. But like work around their home life instead of the opposite. Still allows people the opportunity to work on site if that's what they want to do. But you're getting the training that you need that is applicable in the workforce.
Yeah, I love it. And of course, there are people that are in a career right now that maybe they don't love so much. Maybe they don't even like it. So they want to try something new. So is the idea maybe they stay with their career at the moment to pay the bills and then maybe at night or 11 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning or 5 a.m., they start taking your courses so that they can improve a new sort of a new career so that then they move from their existing career that they don't like so much to the new career, and they have a seamless transition.
Yeah, we have a lot of students that are working full time and then taking one of our programs. And the great ability is they can start at any time. The courses are all available 24/7. Instructor support and tech support, student support is available during our working hours, which is 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or daylight time. And we have also students that, just are taking it full time as well. But most of the programs are all set up. So if you have bringing in prior learning experience, you can fast track through it. So we've had people take a year, we have a year course, and they've been able to complete it in as fast as 3 months.
Wow,
So,
that's
which is really
fantastic.
advantageous to getting them into the work field.
Yeah, I love it. Let's take a look at your virtual assistant program a little bit more. You said it's one of your favorites. People are doing great with it. I've got a couple of virtual assistants. I love my virtual assistants. They're like family to me. When we think about it, what is the course? Is it a year? Is it 6 months? How long is the virtual assistant program typically for someone that wants to get into your system and get going?
Yeah, it's just over 6 months from start to finish. And that's all of our programs we create for someone who with like no previous experience. So that someone who's coming in that needs all of the training can get all of the training because we need them to meet the learning outcomes. We want them to be successful. That's our whole mandate. And then, as I mentioned before, it also allows people coming in with previous skill set to fast track through. So if they know if they've already covered material or they're bringing it from previous work experience, what have you, they can just kind of zoom right to the end of a course challenge the test and move right along. If they didn't do as well as they thought, then they can go back, study all the material and retest again. So it's really flexible that way. And it really allows people from a variety of different backgrounds, to get through their training at the pace that suits them best.
Yeah, I needed that when I was a young man. I'd love the idea that I get to go up at my own pace. Is your platform, how do they get trained? How do they get educated? Is it video? Is it live? Is it Zoom? Some combination? Is it a platform that's already been developed where they watch video and they take tests? What's the combination of events for someone to take your college?
Yeah, so great question. We have tried to develop all of the programs to address the different learning styles that people have. So it'll be text-based, image-based, video-based. We have webinars that are live and recorded. We have student forums, cohorts and peers can converse together. We have Facebook groups for different programs. So we offer a variety of different connection points for people to connect with others. And whether they want to or not, because some just head down and go through it, and others really want that more community support.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And when we look at your journey, you founded CanScribe in 2002. And I have to tell you, that was way before most people were even thinking about this. You were really a pioneer. You were really sort of the trendsetter with regard to this type of business. What was it that sort of had you have a aha moment and a light bulb go off in your head way back in 2002 before pretty much anybody was even thinking about this?
Yeah, I had there was a company that had come into a US company that came into Canada and bought up two medical transcription service organizations, and they were not able to be successful in hiring medical transcriptionists in Canada. So I came on board to do their media buying for them, and it was a great success. They actually phoned me and told me to stop advertising because they had too many applicants. But then we found out the applicants didn't have the skill set required. And so I thought, well, there's a need that has to be filled. So I contacted a school out of the US that had tried to come into Canada previously. I got the exclusive rights for Canada, and that's how I initially started the company. And then we went on our own a few years after that.
Wow, it's awesome. If you look at the various students, Colleen, that you have, and you look at the countries that are now really clamoring for education, are there certain countries that you're sort of visioning in the next 3 to 5 years or even 10 years that really have a lot more students wanting to come and get these online courses to get certified, get degrees, and improve their field of study?
We have people reaching out to us from countries across the world. And so we just want to make sure that the training that they're taking is applicable for the work that they can do, whether it's in their country or working for a, a company located elsewhere. But we have our business strategy right now is we're moving into the UK. We're also going to focus a lot more into the U United States. And then I like to do a lot of charity work and giving back. So we're also developing some programs to go into countries, more third world countries that can't afford what we offer elsewhere, and trying to work with companies on the ground there, maybe schools on the ground there, to see what we can do to maybe partner and get those people educated.
Yeah, it's great. And of course, you've built a great team. We've looked at the roster of people that work with you. They're dynamic. Everybody has a big smile on their face. They must love coming to work. How do you build a corporate culture? And how important is it to have your people enjoying what they're doing, coming to work every single day, passionate about educating the masses?
I have a fantastic team, and this company would not be what it is without them. I have people that have been with me, close to 20 years. We've hired a lot of our graduates, which is fantastic. And just bringing people in on the ground floor and allowing them the opportunity to move up through the company. Our chief operating officer started filing when he was in his teens, and he's now, really helping run the company, and is a huge force in driving this company forward. So the team is everything. And yeah, we just have an environment that's very inclusive. And when we do make new hires, it's really important that we're bringing in someone that's going to be a good fit, because we're at work a lot of our day. So it's important that we enjoy it. And we're so fortunate to be in an industry where we're helping others. And I think that really motivates the staff.
Yeah, I love it. The nonprofit work is important for your staff as well, we know. And we know something a little bit about you that I'm not sure you know that we know about you, but you were a soccer coach at one point in time and maybe still are. As a coach, when you're instructing and coaching a team, do you bring some of that coaching into the office as a CEO? In other words, when you build a team of soccer or football players, is it similar building a team of employees that work at your company?
It certainly can be. When you're coaching, I coached youth soccer house, so it wasn't competitive. So you have people coming in, soccer players, some who've never played before, some who have played at a higher level. So all, from all different backgrounds, all different types of personalities. So you really have to learn how to treat each individual, so to get the best out of them, and to motivate, like what motivates them, and yeah, just try to be kind.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And you can tell from what you put out into the world that that's getting across very well. I want to get back into just one or two more of your courses. One of them that caught our attention was medical transcription. And when I looked at it, I was like, wow, I didn't even know that that's really a career. And then when I started thinking about it, I said to myself, wow, that would be a great career, right?
That was our flagship course that we started with. With technology, it's not as in demand as it used to be. It's funny because it's kind of gone full circle. Medical scribes used to work with doctors, and then it transitioned into medical transcriptionists, and now it's kind of going back to medical scribes. But we have a actually, it's funny, we have a lot of demand from hospitals to have people working on site in medical transcription. It's been up and down, but it was a fantastic career. Still is. Not as much, I'd say, to work maybe from home, except for companies in Australia who we deal with a lot. They hire a lot of our graduates. It's really still pumping out there. We're moving into, like I said, into the UK. And it's also in demand there. And with technology, you just never know what's going to happen. So we're going to keep this program. It's really valuable. People that take this, a lot of our grads don't necessarily go into medical transcription, but they might go into medical office assistant or any sort of other type of healthcare career, because of the learning that they're coming out with.
Yeah, and what you've done that really is impressive is you have companies basically lined up to hire your graduates. And that's something that can't have happened overnight. That's something that you had to really, put your nose to the grindstone. Do you have a group or a team at your company that only sort of talks to the companies that want to continue to hire your graduates?
So it was mostly me when we started, and really focused on employers that I wanted to build those relationships, because if I didn't have employers to hire the graduates, I wasn't going to be successful. It worked out fantastic. I have made lifelong friends through those relationships, which is amazing. And I have a business development manager now, who's doing just a fantastic job. And she's really reaching out to the communities and different organizations to really grow this company.
That's awesome. Of course, you've done some angel investing in your career. You've volunteered at orphanages in Nepal. You've built schools. I mean, provide microloans to people and women in need. You really have a full plate. And here you are, you know, on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, carving out a half hour for me. I really appreciate that. Before I let you go, I want to ask you about entrepreneurship, because obviously a lot of these people taking your classes, your courses, getting your degrees, they're entrepreneurs at heart. For the entrepreneurs watching the show that maybe are hitting a tough time, maybe, you know, they're freezing in the frame a little bit, they don't know what to do, could you give some advice based on your career about what it takes to keep on pushing, let's say, through the tough times as an entrepreneur or in business?
Yeah, absolutely. Another great question. Don't be afraid to fail. Pick yourself up, learn from your mistakes, and don't be afraid to ask for help. When I was growing, you know, going through my career at a younger stage, the opportunities that exist now didn't exist then. And there's so many people that are willing to mentor and to help help you get to where you need to be. But yeah, just be true to yourself. If you make a mistake, because you're going to, own it, learn from it, and move on. And you'll just become a better all-around person because of it.
Yeah, I love it.
Don't give up. Don't give up.
Don't give up. And what you just said about owning the mistake, you know, that is so powerful. And of course, so many people can learn from that. I mean, this has been a great interview. Of course, CanScribe has so many different opportunities for you to learn from. We only touched on a couple of them in this interview. Check out Colleen, her entire team at CanScribe Career College. I mean, anywhere in the world, no matter where you are, you can join, you can get involved, you can learn, you can improve yourself. You can take this online training to make yourself a much better future and a much better human being. So Colleen, thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Thank you so much, Andy. Great to be here.